Well, a big win tonight for the Hale Cardinal boys team. They come into Carrollton, come away with a 51-48 win, and right now I've got Hale's boys head coach Keith Berger on the line. And Coach, you knew this was going to be an exciting, emotional-type game. You play a larger school, Carrollton, and it sounds like your Hale boys came in and played a whale of a game.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for us, and we knew it was going to be a tough week. We had Southwest on Wednesday, a tough Winston team last night, and Carrollton tonight. We lost Wednesday and Thursday, played really good games for three quarters, and then just kind of let it slip away. And then tonight it was kind of the opposite. Carrollton come out as their court warming. I knew they were going to be fired up. They come out and jumped on us early, 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. The Claude kid, Gavin Claude, really put on a show early with 9 of their 13 first quarter points. We kind of, chipped back a little bit there, and then they had a pretty good run at the end of the quarter, and we went down into halftime. We were down 30-22. So they, it was tough, and so it was kind of different game for us because we had been up the last couple nights and then let it slip away. So we were really trying to, see what we could do down, and we come out the third quarter, and I tell you what, Ty Berger only had four in the first half, but he really kind of took it upon his shoulders to there. We got down, I think, at 1:12 in the third quarter. Ty just kind of took it upon himself to kind of not let us get out of the game, and he had three threes in the third quarter, and he had 14 points in that third quarter for us, which we outscored them 16-10, and we were down two at the end of the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter was just a dogfight, kind of back and forth, and Ty had two more threes that quarter. I think he had five. Well, he did have five in the second half, and Colton Harris kind of struggled in the third quarter, but then he had, looks like he had 6 points there the fourth quarter, and we outscored him 13-8, and had a 3-point lead there at the end, and Carrollton got a couple whack shots at it, and we ended up pulling out the win. It was a nice win for us, for sure.
Well, and you mentioned a couple kids. Colton Harris, of course, earlier this week, Colton scored his 1,000th point, so a nice milestone for him. And, we had some guys. I know you're modest. You don't talk an awful lot about your son, Ty Berger, and most dads are like that, but I tell you what, we had some people that were at the game tonight, and they said he just kind of put the team on his back the second half and really played a whale of a game. And, Keith, you got to be proud of the effort he gave you tonight and what he's done throughout his career.
Yeah, him and Colton, they know it's getting down towards the end, and they're experienced players, and this week they've really, done what they could. And they do all the time, but in the Southwest game the other night, I think Ty had 26 and Colton had 22, and they had, I believe, 10 three-pointers between them. And tonight they really, like I said, Ty kept us in it in the third, and he put on a show there. That was a big crowd there tonight, and it was a good game. Everyone was really fighting and doing what they could, and he really did. He hit some big shots for us and had some really good defensive rebounds for us on that other end and really played strong down there. And, the Sears boys, I'm looking here. Jaden had seven for us. Jaron just had two. But, boy, those two boys really battled down the stretch. I'm looking here. Jaron, who's a senior, had 12 rebounds. Jaden had seven rebounds, and seemed like a lot of those were big rebounds. And those two boys really fought at the end. Ethan Hare, he's been a starter for us all year, and he's just a little scrapper. We gave up a lot of size tonight. We got a couple guys on the floor that are 5'6", 5'7"-ish, and those boys really worked their butt off. It was a good win for us. You always want to win, but especially coming off the last two nights and being down 12, I'm really proud of the boys for the effort they gave, and they just didn't give up tonight.
Well, nice win over again, because Carrollton's got some good athletes. They're a good ball club. They've got a lot of talent and some good players and have had a good year. And, so you beat them. You also had a couple other tough games, Southwest Livingston and Winston. So you did have a tough week. But, playing three good teams like that right before district, you got to feel that probably helps you get ready for that district tournament. Now let's take a look at that district, and you go up to Meadville. You're the number two seed up there. Meadville's number one, you're number two, Brunswick number three, and Green City number four, and you open up on Tuesday night against Linn County.
Yeah, it won't be an easy week for us. We haven't seen Linn County yet this year. They The O'Kane kid is a heck of a player. He's one of the best players in the area, you know, so we're going to have to do a good job guarding him. But, yeah, it's definitely going to, you know, it's not going to be easy next week. But, you know, I think, like you said, this was a tough week for us. But, really, you know, we shouldn't really want it any other way. We should want to get in there and battle. And even the games that, you know, we let slip away with the lead like we did, we're close. You know, we were close in those games. For 3.5 quarters, you know, we were kind of in control of those games. And, you know, things just went the other way. You got to give the other teams credit. You know, Eric Lewis there last night, that Winston team's a heck of a ball team. They just don't hardly give up any points. And, you know, we did a good job ourselves holding them to 36. And I was proud of the boys the way they defended last night. And like I said, tonight, you know, our shots weren't falling early, but we just kept battling. And Carrollton's got some size and some really good players. They're a nice team. And they're used to playing big schools night in and night out. So it was definitely one that, you know, definitely a victory that we're really proud of, for sure.
Keith, appreciate the call. Congratulations on that nice win, getting ready to head over to that district tournament at Meadville next week. We'll have one more Curly Fifth Quarter show next Friday night. So give us a call after that. We always enjoy talking about Hale Cardinal basketball. And, again, congratulations on that big win.
Okay, we will do it. Thank you.
Okay. All right.